Each year for more than a decade, the percussion ensemble in the music department of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga puts on a concert that also gives back to the community. The cost of this concert is a donation of non-perishable food to the community kitchen. Here are some details on the 2012 Beat Hunger Concert. Monty Coulter teaches percussion at UTC and is also the principal percussionist with the Chattanooga Symphony. You might say he's all about percussion. Each fall, his students host a percussion concert that not only showcases student recitals, but also helps to feed those in need through the community kitchen. It's one of the more popular annual concerts on campus.
Beat Hunger is something that almost immediately just exploded in the community with enthusiasm and support. So we're still doing it. It doesn't show any signs at all of slowing down.
You take UTC music students and give a purely percussion concert to raise funds for the community kitchen. How did this start?
When I began my career at UTC, the corner of Vine and Palmetto was not exactly what it is now. It was a little bit of a rundown neighborhood, dark and foreboding sometimes in the evening. It wasn't difficult at all to be on that corner with its proximity to the Salvation Army and Erlanger Hospital to see hungry people, people walking around aimlessly, didn't really seem to care which direction they went, and they had nothing. What they had was in a bag or in their pockets. They had nothing. And here we are at the university, and we want to connect our mission to the community and to the larger population. Here we are as musicians who are required to give performances every so often to document what we do and to train the students well. It just occurred to me that there ought to be a way to connect those two things. And so if we give a concert that's a required concert and make it a benefit for the Chattanooga Community Kitchen, then maybe we can help to take care of some of those people, at least for a little while.
There will be two performances for Beat Hunger, Sunday, November 18th, and Monday, November 19th. Both concerts begin at 7:30 in the Roland Hayes Concert Hall at UTC.
What more appropriate time to have a food drive than just before Thanksgiving, when everyone who can is going to sit down in a warm home with their family and have a big meal? And yet, what better time to remember people who can't do that? The students love it. They tell their friends about it, and when they show up to play, they bring cans of food and boxes of food. It builds a really important sense of altruistic behavior in the students, and they love it. They know that they're playing for something other than a sporting event or some sort of ancillary event that music is attached to. It is a concert. I don't talk a lot about the community kitchen or here's how you can volunteer, but they show up and take the donations. The donations are $2 check to the community kitchen, or the minimum is 2 non-perishable food items. I'm not able to take cash donations on campus. So if anyone gives money, it needs to be a check donation made out to the community kitchen.
It's not very often that you hear just percussion. Where do you go to find the music that they're going to be performing?
When a band director buys a score for the band to play, often there are organizations that record that music. Concert bands, for instance, have a very standard instrumentation. Trumpets, so many clarinets, so many stands of this and that. And it's kind of a standard thing when you buy a band piece that you're going to get certain things. When percussion, there is no standard. You can buy a piece that, if you don't know about it when you buy it, it can have a part that requires you to light firecrackers and something else that requires you to walk on pea gravel, and there's no end of things that it can be. So what I do is go with a number of composers over the years that I've learned that write the kind of music that's accessible and teaches my students how to play very well, and that works also in the concert hall. You know, the newest way to find great new pieces is YouTube. Students will get on YouTube and they'll do a search for, I don't know, marimba and flute or something, and they'll come up with 6 pieces for marimba and flute that I've never heard of, and sometimes we purchase those things and there's a recording right there. So YouTube is a great resource to go for new works for percussion.
What can we expect to hear in this year's Beat Hunger?
There are 2 pieces on the program that are kind of doing double duty. There are 2 seniors, Jared Horner and Chris Smith, who are graduating, and as their capstone exercise as music education candidates, they're required to give a senior recital. One of the pieces is called Sharp and Stick. It's by Brett Dietz. I was conducting this percussion ensemble at an International Percussive Arts Society in a concert there. I just fell in love with it. It's all drums. All of the rhythms are drawn from other rhythms that are in there. It sounds random, but it's not. Everything is mathematically drawn or thematically drawn from other things in the piece. It's absolutely just one of the most interesting, fantastic pieces that doesn't take mallet instruments that I've ever heard. On the other end of this spectrum, we'll do an arrangement of mine of the Nimrod variation from the Edward Elgar Enigma variations for orchestra. It gives percussionists a chance to do what you don't hear them do very often, is to play almost inaudibly soft. A marimba played almost inaudibly soft is a magical sound.
Coulter has invited some local percussionists to help warm up the audience.
Chattanooga has a bucket band. They turn buckets upside down and they play on the street. This is not improvisational music. The music is composed and very, very tightly and carefully constructed. I mean, these guys can flat play. It's called Funkabuckets. Funkabuckets plays on the street outside Lookouts games and outside the aquarium. They do that all summer. They're not in it to make money. They're in it to have fun playing buckets. They consent to play in the fine arts lobby a few minutes before Beat Hunger begins.
Beat Hunger, featuring the Percussion Ensemble of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, will be Sunday, November 18th and Monday, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. in the Roland Hayes Concert Hall. That's in the Fine Arts Center on the campus of UTC. Admission is two non-perishable food items or a donation to the Chattanooga Community Kitchen. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rapid.